You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The use of AI across industries and governments is increasing at a rapid rate. However, recent gaffes involving improper AI usage in government agencies have continued to raise concerns about these tools' shortcomings and how well regulated they are. In Aotearoa New Zealand, the government has provided advice on how agencies should go about using AI, but has stopped short of regulating this technology itself. This week, experts will be gathering at the University of Auckland for the Law, Technology and Government Conference, which will discuss government use and regulation of AI, amongst other issues. This morning, I was joined by Professor Alexandra Andov, an organiser and speaker at the conference, to discuss Aotearoa New Zealand's approach to AI and government. Kia ora, Professor Alexandra Andov. So first of all, I just wanted to start out quite broadly with how has the government been approaching adoption of AI?
Kia ora, Gio. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the question. And great question. So there are a couple of things. On one hand, we know last year the government published kind of a clear policy that it is not aiming to regulate AI. So that's on one hand side. So whatever the businesses and industries do, it's up to them. And the government at this stage is not planning to regulate AI in any shape or form. However, also last year, I believe it was February or March 2025, the government published the guidance on responsible use of AI for the public service, okay? And here the government kind of approaches it fairly broadly in a sense that, you know, the use of AI by the government should be done following certain principles like transparency and making sure that there is no bias, limited discrimination, and so on. But yes, so we have this kind of two approaches. One on, like, there's no regulation, and the other is specific kind of guidance when the AI is used by the government in public services.
Right, so we're not looking to regulate AI broadly, but just kind of that in-house kind of rules on how to use it.
Correct.
Cool.
And this is done ultimately by following well-known OECD AI principles. So these principles, so to speak, New Zealand adopted, and is saying that ultimately, in the light of these principles, also the government will deploy and utilize AI in public services.
Right. So what we're doing is in line with what's happening internationally.
Yes and no, because there are a number of governments and countries across the world that actually recognize that we need to regulate AI. So it's not just that we create principles for the public organizations and bodies to when they use AI, but also that generally we should actually adopt specific laws and regulations when it comes to AI.
Is that something that anyone in New Zealand is looking at pursuing currently?
When you ask anyone, do you mean like specific political parties or?
I suppose if there's any politicians who are looking at this or any particular groups that are advocating for this approach to AI.
So I would say that I'm not aware of any political parties to wanting to adopt AI regulation because it's fairly complex, and I think then that majority of politicians try to be a little bit more conservative and observe what is happening and then kind of act a little bit maybe later. The industry itself, like the tech industry at this stage, is not necessarily looking into self-regulate, but there are undoubtedly different groups that are looking into this. Including MedSafe and different kinds of unions and organizations kind of trying to understand what we should do and how we should protect our data, our workers, and so on.
Right. So jumping into that regulation of kind of in-house use of it,
yeah.
We've seen a few issues crop up recently in the news of some kind of problematic AI usage. So thinking about how it came to light that correction staff were breaching their AI policy in using it to draft formal reports. We've also seen in recent times the health system introduced an AI chatbot called Heidi, who was jailbroken quite easily and made to say say some things that it maybe shouldn't have, like how to cook meth. Now, there wasn't any actual kind of patient data or infrastructure that was compromised by this, but do these kind of issues show maybe a slightly too speedy adoption of AI by these kind of government agencies, or is this just like a usual ironing out kinks as they appear kind of thing?
That's a hard question, right? I think that on a certain level, government needs to be cautious what exactly they are doing, and maybe even more cautious than any kind of companies or corporations. So, but I do think that, you know, AI in general, no matter whatever the tech companies are saying, it has its limitations, and it has many limitations. It has also numerous cybersecurity issues. It has obviously trustworthiness issues. AI never knows when it is right or wrong. It will try to persuade you, no matter what, that it, whatever it gives you, it's the correct answer. And I think this is something in the features of the AI that, you know, you might want to iron later on, but you never will get out, because this is how it ultimately is designed from the get-go. And I think that we, and not just the government, but everyone who uses AI needs to be aware of this. And when and if the government decides that it will replace humans by AI in some activities, then it needs to bear in mind that whatever that AI is going to say, it should be binding the government, right? So it should be super, super cautious and careful when it decides to do so.
Do you think there's a bit of a kind of looser expectation around what AI can say? Like, looking at things like, you know, what the jailbroken Heidi AI said.
Is
that kind of held to a different standard to other government communications? Like, obviously, if a healthcare worker said that kind of stuff, we'd be like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But because it's AI, are we treating it a bit more loosely than we should?
I think you are right. We are. But I think it's a matter of time. So there are a number of cases across the world where, and this is not necessarily government. Oh, there are actually some governmental cases also from Europe, but also companies' cases. So for instance, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, Air Canada had its own kind of AI chatbot, and it promised a certain price for a ticket to a customer. And then later on, obviously, when a human looked at it, said, "Ah, this is too low, and different price should be applied." But then the court came in and said, "No. The AI, because you deploy it, because this AI is on your website and it represents you as if any other human would, it has the same binding kind of consequences." So even if we now might, you know, take it a little bit, as you said, loosely, I think that in the long term, if we really want to use AI, then fine, but it has to have certain consequences as well.
Right, and I guess that would then shift the kind of burden of ironing out these flaws to the provider who's providing this AI, since they'll be held to account
100%.
To what it says.
Exactly, right? Because now, you know, we pay a huge amount of money for different kinds of AI tools. But yet, on the bottom, they always say, "Oh, check the information, and we are not bound." And different kinds of disclosure statements are there. And I'm like, well, you know, this is a little bit counterintuitive. If you provide services, you need to be held to a certain standard for the services. Otherwise, why am I paying you, right?
Right. So shifting to what we'll see this evening with the Law, Technology and Government conference kicking off, are we expecting to see AI feature quite prominently? I imagine it's going to come up a lot.
Yes. So we actually have more or less one day that we will talk and focus on AI, and that will be actually on Friday. We will show different kinds of AI tools specifically within legal industry. So there will be a little bit of a demo and a little bit of a show, but then we will actually invite these providers and sit down and ask hard questions about cybersecurity, protection of the data, things that, you know, as we are talking about now, what happens if the tool actually spews information that are completely incorrect or that simply should not be an outcome of a query. And then we'll also talk about what are the pros and cons when it comes to governing AI versus regulating. So what if we kind of adopt more of a governance, a little bit more looser rules and principles rather than very hardcore regulation. Then we'll talk about, also we have a specific panel organized by NetSafe that will talk about AI and internet safety, because we have seen that, you know, obviously the ability of AI to scale certain behaviors is really, really powerful, and this might be extremely harmful in the context of the internet. And then the last session will be on AI and creativity as a human kind of feature, and what does the AI give and what does it take away.
Professor Alexandra Andoff, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and all the best for the conference this evening.
Thank you very much.
That was the University of Auckland's Professor Alexandra Andoff on the issues relating to AI and government in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.